Hey everyone, and welcome back. Ready for another deep dive? This time we're getting hyperlocal with La Porte, Texas. Buckle up, because it's a wild ride from heartwarming community events to some real nail-biting news.
Yeah, it's all happening in La Porte this month. A real mixed bag, honestly, but that's what makes it so interesting, right?
Exactly. I mean, we've got pipeline explosions, potential strikes on the horizon, and even a few goodbyes to some beloved community members. But hey, it's not all doom and gloom, right?
Not at all. La Porte's also bursting with Halloween spirit.
Yeah.
Seriously, this town takes Halloween to a whole new level.
Okay, yeah. Between Treats on the Trail and the Monster Mash Cookie Bash, they've got Halloween covered from every angle.
It's fantastic to see everyone come together, churches, schools, businesses. It really highlights the community spirit.
And it's interesting, you know, how these modern-day Halloween celebrations, well, they sort of tap into something ancient. Remember that article about Samhain, that old Celtic festival? It's like a reminder that even in our modern celebrations, we're part of something much, much older.
Absolutely. It's a connection to our past. But okay, before we get too caught up in the Halloween fun, we should probably address the elephant in the room, the Harris County budget. That 8% property tax increase is no joke.
It's a big one. And the county's justification is that it's needed to cover storm damage, especially after Hurricane Beryl, and of course, prepare for whatever comes next. But it does make you wonder, is it better to pay now to potentially avoid even bigger costs down the line? Or is it a gamble either way?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And to make things even more interesting, we've got that proposed 71% flood control tax increase on the November ballot. Talk about a tough decision for voters. It's a lot to weigh investing heavily now to mitigate future risks, or potentially paying a much higher price if disaster strikes again.
It's a gamble no matter how you slice it. And speaking of uncertainty, have you been following the news about the potential maritime worker strike?
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. If they don't hammer out a new contract by October 1st, things could get pretty messy at Port Houston. I mean, we're talking potential disruptions at both Barber's Cut and Bayport Container Terminals. Those are major hubs for the entire region.
The impact on imports, exports, jobs, it's huge. And it's not just the port itself either. Think about all the businesses and industries throughout La Porte and beyond that rely on those ports running smoothly.
It's a ripple effect, for sure. It's a lot for the community to grapple with, especially on top of everything else going on.
And amidst all this uncertainty, La Porte's also saying goodbye to a couple of incredible women, Judy Berry, who was a dedicated teacher, and Junie George Tate, a beloved mother and grandmother.
It's a reminder that even as a community faces these larger challenges, there are always these individual stories unfolding. Judy Berry dedicated her life to shaping young minds. Judy George Tate touched countless lives with her love and generosity. It's those personal stories that truly remind us what community is all about.
Absolutely. But okay, on a lighter note, because we all need a bit of good news, the La Porte Education Foundation really knocked it out of the park with their Casino Royale Gala, didn't they?
Over $108,000 raised for La Porte ISD teachers. That's incredible.
It really shows how much this community values education. And speaking of inspiring stories, did you catch J.B. Sauceda's speech at the gala?
Oh, how could I forget? Talk about a hometown hero. From graduating La Porte High School to hosting Texas Country Reporter, that's a testament to hard work and dreaming big.
And a great reminder that those dreams can start right here in small-town America. Mm-hmm. But hey, La Porte's about more than just big dreams and casino nights. The Parks and Recreation Department's got a jam-packed schedule of events, especially for kids who are out of school.
Oh, yeah. They've got it all. School's out, hangouts, kids' night out, and, of course, the Thanksgiving and winter break camps. And don't forget about the Youth Winter Basketball League registrations open until November 3rd.
Something for everyone. But, okay, before we move on, we have to talk about Brascom securing that massive $50 million award from the U.S. Department of Energy. That's huge.
It's a game changer. With that kind of funding, they can significantly expand their production capabilities right here in La Porte.
And it's not just about expanding production, it's what they're producing. Mm. We're talking about materials used in lithium-ion batteries. Mm. This is the future of energy.
Absolutely. This could be a defining moment for La Porte. It has the potential to put them on the map as a hub for clean energy technology. We might even see new businesses popping up around town just to support this expansion. It's exciting.
More jobs, a stronger U.S. battery supply chain. It's a win-win. But hey, La Porte's not just about the future of energy. Let's hear it for the La Porte Bulldogs.
They've been unstoppable this season. That upcoming home game against Humble Kingwood Park is going to be one for the books.
And can we just take a moment to appreciate their big dog, little dog camp? Having those varsity players mentor younger students is such a fantastic initiative.
Talk about positive role models.
It's inspiring, really. And speaking of inspiring, the LaPorte ISD Board of Trustees just approved a $100 stipend for all teachers and librarians.
It's a small gesture, but it speaks volumes about how much the district appreciates their educators. Because every little bit helps, right? Yeah. Especially when you're talking about offsetting the cost of classroom supplies and all that.
Absolutely. And while we're celebrating local achievements, can we give a shout out to San Jacinto College?
Snagging the Silver 2024 Veteran Education Excellence Recognition Award from the Texas Veterans Commission is no small feat. It really highlights their dedication to supporting our veterans, and it's clear they've gone above and beyond to create a truly supportive environment for their student veterans.
It's fantastic to see them getting recognized for that. Now, switching gears for a moment because, well, it is a local news roundup after all. Do you see the article about that pipeline explosion and fire in Deer Park?
A vehicle crashing into an above-ground valve, sparking a massive fire that was visible from space. It's a chilling reminder of the potential dangers that exist even in our own backyards.
Visible from space. That's terrifying. Have you ever heard of anything like that happening around here?
Thankfully, it's a rare occurrence, but still, 4 people injured, homes evacuated, a massive plume of smoke impacting air quality. It's a tragic situation all around. Hopefully they'll get to the bottom of what caused that driver to veer off course and, well, you know, prevent something like this from happening again.
I hope so too.
Yeah.
On a lighter note, what did you think about Governor Abbott's announcement of a record of $148 billion investment in Texas's transportation infrastructure?
It's about time, especially with over $100 billion of that going to TXDOT's 10-year plan. You know, to improve road safety, address congestion, enhance connectivity. It's a step in the right direction.
It's a lot of road work, but with the kind of growth we're seeing in this area, investing in infrastructure is essential. And it's an investment in our future, wouldn't you say?
100%. Now, before we move on to the next segment, I have to point out how much is happening in LaPorte this month. It seems like there's an event every other day. St. Mary's Oktoberfest, the Rotary Club's Fall Bazaar, even a Back the Blue BBQ festival.
It's fantastic. This community knows how to celebrate, that's for sure. And with all the budget talks and potential strikes looming, it's heartwarming to see people coming together, you know, supporting each other and having a good time.
It really speaks to the community's resilience, I think. And I love how the newspaper is getting in on the action, encouraging folks to submit their fishing and hunting photos.
It's a great way to celebrate the little things in life, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's those shared passions and connections that make a community strong. Now, are you ready to dive into the world of local politics and the future of energy? Because as we've seen, those two are often closely intertwined.
Let's do it. All right, so we're diving into local politics and the future of energy. You know, it's interesting to see how these things connect.
Yeah, what's fascinating is how those national trends, those global shifts, they all play out right here in our own backyard.
Exactly. It's like you take the push for clean energy, right, coming from the Biden administration, and then you see it reflected in LaPorte with Brascom focusing on that lithium-ion battery technology.
It really shows how these big ideas, they actually become actions, you know, at the local level. And speaking of local, the LaPorte Retired School Employees Association, they're hosting Mayor Rick Helton at their next meeting.
Oh, interesting. Smart move for the association. Getting the mayor in front of a group like that. I mean, many of them have probably seen LaPorte change and grow so much over the years.
Exactly. It's his chance, right, to share his vision for the city, but directly to the people who have, you know, they have history here.
And you know they'll be asking some tough questions, too.
Yeah.
So switching gears for a sec, did you catch that article about the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, the one about those aerial surveys they're doing along the coast?
Oh, yeah, with the helicopters and the infrared cameras. It sounds futuristic, but it's actually a really clever way to monitor the air quality, you know, make sure everything's in check.
It's about holding industries accountable, right?
Yeah.
Making sure they're sticking to those environmental regulations.
Exactly. It's a good reminder that protecting the environment, it takes constant vigilance, proactive measures. And speaking of proactive, there's been a lot of buzz about those new CWD zones, you know, the carcass disposal requirements for deer hunters.
Right. It's all about managing chronic wasting disease, or CWD for short. It's a serious neurological disease that affects deer.
And it just goes to show how everything's interconnected, wildlife management, public health. Even a hunting trip has wider implications.
Yeah, our leisure activities can have a ripple effect too. Which reminds me, did you see that article about the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department? the Habitat and Angler Access Program.
Oh, yes. Now, that's a fantastic initiative. They're actively looking for project proposals, you know, to improve shoreline and bank fishing. And they're restoring fish habitats in public waters, too.
They're putting their money where their mouth is, too.
Yeah.
Over $1 million already funded to 32 projects since 2023.
It's a win-win-win. Anglers, the environment, and the local communities that benefit from those enhanced natural spaces.
I love it. So yeah, if you're listening and you've got a brilliant idea for a fishing-related project, now's the time. Submit those proposals. But for now, let's reel it back in, no pun intended,
right,
to those local politics we touched on earlier.
Of course. What caught your eye?
Well, you know, we were talking about how those national trends are playing out at the local level.
Right.
And I keep thinking about what that means for LaPorte's political scene.
It's an interesting time, for sure. I mean, you've got these national debates about energy infrastructure, the environment, and they all have a direct impact on communities like LaPorte.
Exactly. And it's not just the big picture stuff either. People are really starting to pay attention to those hyper-local issues, too. Like, how do we preserve LaPorte's character as it grows? How do we make sure everyone feels heard?
And that's why citizen engagement is more important now than ever, you know? Attending those city council meetings, speaking up, staying informed about the issues that directly affect you, that's how we ensure that LaPorte's future reflects what the residents actually want.
I completely agree. And speaking of staying informed, did you catch the article about the LaPorte local newspaper? They're really trying to up their game online.
Oh, yeah. With the new app and everything, it's a smart move. Especially if they want to reach younger generations.
It's all about adapting, right? Finding new ways to connect with people and keep them engaged with what's happening right here in their community.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, a community thrives when people are informed and engaged.
You know, before we wrap things up, I wanted to touch on something you said earlier about finding those positive stories, even amidst the challenges. It's something I've been thinking about a lot lately.
It's so easy to get bogged down by the negative, isn't it? But those positive stories, those moments of resilience and hope they matter, they remind us that good things are happening all around us, even when things feel tough.
That's a really good point. And, you know, when I think back on everything we've covered in this deep dive, the budget concerns, the potential strike, but also the community celebrations, the inspiring stories, and it really drives home that point.
It's been quite a journey, hasn't it? A real glimpse into the heart of what makes LaPorte tick. And honestly, it's left me feeling optimistic because this community, they're facing these challenges head on.
Exactly. They're not shying away from the tough conversations, and they're certainly not letting those challenges overshadow all the good happening here.
And you know, isn't that a good lesson for all of us? To face those challenges head on, but also to remember to celebrate the wins no matter how big or small, and to never lose sight of that hope for a brighter future.
Absolutely. LaPorte, you've inspired us. And to our amazing listeners, thanks for joining us on another deep dive. We'll see you next time when we explore a whole new corner of the world.